Thank you and good morning. Beginning today, you can walk into a marijuana dispensary in the state of Oregon and purchase marijuana because at midnight, the calendar flipped over and marijuana became a legal substance in the state. You can't purchase the product just anywhere, however. So far, six counties, all in the eastern part of the state, and 13 cities have banned the sale of marijuana in their jurisdictions. Other counties and cities, including Douglas County, are waiting until 2016 to determine whether they will allow the sale of recreational marijuana. Cities and counties will have the option of putting measures on the November 2016 ballot of recreational pot. The Oregon State Health Authority will oversee the sales of recreational marijuana that will be sold in more than 200 dispensaries across the state. In 2016, the State Liquor Control Commission will begin oversight of the production, processing, and sale of marijuana, and the rules that govern production and processing are still being worked out. Buyers will also be given an information card with every purchase, and sales taxes of up to 25% on marijuana don't go into effect until next year. North Coast Congressman Jared Huffman and Oregon Representative Peter DeFazio issued a statement on Wednesday outlining their opposition to the issuance of new mining licenses for operations on the Smith River. The two congressmen are the authors of the Southwest Oregon Watershed and Salmon Protection Act that would prevent a foreign company from opening nickel mining operations on the North Fork of the Smith. The lawmakers are concerned about the pollution on the river that provides water for more than 28,000 residents and that threatens salmon species and habitats. The original bill is also aimed at updating the Mining Act of 1872 that still allows private companies to mine public lands with no compensation for the public. The congressman's statement read in part, "We represent a region rich in natural resources, and we have grave concerns about the potential for serious damage to one of our prized rivers." The County Drug Task Force, with assistance from Arcata Police, conducted a probation compliance search at a residence in the 3200 block of Spear Avenue in Arcata on Wednesday. The search turned up a marijuana grow, a butane hash lab, and a .45 caliber handgun that had been reported stolen from Pacific Outfitters in Eureka in August. Officers arrested two men, Gary Goddard and Tucker Labs, who were booked for possession, manufacturing, probation violations, and weapons possession. A Fortuna robbery suspect is in custody. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Tuesday morning, 34-year-old robbery suspect James Colin Hamer was taken into custody and booked into county jail. Hamer on Monday robbed the Burger King located in Fortuna, and police at the time released a surveillance photo of Hamer asking for the public's assistance in locating him. Tuesday morning, a caller reported that a man matching the description of Hamer was located near the Lolita Cheese Factory. Fortuna police and Humboldt Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and located Hamer, who was taken into custody and booked into county jail for robbery and probation violation.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The difference between being arrested and booked on a charge of petty theft or grand theft comes down to money. How much was the item or item stolen worth? If the total is more than $950, you'll find yourself facing a felony charge. If the total is less than $950, it's a misdemeanor charge. The city of Fortuna sees a lot of petty theft, and Police Chief Bill Dauberstein said there are a few contributing factors, but a key reason is petty theft is primarily a crime of opportunity.
We're out there preaching, lock your car, keep your valuables out of sight, take them in the house with you, lock your front door at night, you know, lock up your shed, lock up your garage, and those sorts of things, because those types of things make you easy targets. They've lived in Fortuna for 40 years, and they've never had anything happen to them, and then all of a sudden, they're a victim of crime.
The Friendly City has seen a rise in the number of calls for service, and Dauberstein said on Talk Shop that last month was the busiest month for service calls on record. That includes everything from a report of a suspicious person to the theft of a bike or a lawnmower, and it keeps his officers busy.
Every day is different. Some days we might have a lot of calls at the high school, for example, for that. And the next day we might have a lot of cars that have been broken into that we're handling, you know, several of those types of calls. And the next day might have some domestic violence. And the big felony cases are pretty rare in Fortuna.
Dauberstein said public awareness and education about securing private property goes a long way to preventing crime. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.